Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Since 1993, we've given 10% of our profits to efforts that help protect and restore the earth, from supporting organic farmers to funding glacier research education. Learn more at stonyfield.com. We're proud to support living on earth and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
We come back now to the beginnings of the UN climate negotiations in Durban, South Africa, with a musical call for action and message of hope from performing artists in Africa, including Angela Katatumba from Uganda.
Y'all, this is a message for everybody. Let's get together and save Mother Nature.
East Africa is in its worst drought in 60 years. It's seen as a sign of things to come.
Let's go green.
Living on Earth's Bobby Bascom caught up with Angela Katatumba as musicians were making their way to the climate meeting in Durban.
We use our voices to get people fired up and educate people about climate change in Africa. Uganda usually has an amazing climate. It's usually warm and just perfect. These days when it's hot, it's way too hot. When it's cold, it's way too cold. When it's wet, it's storming. We're seeing things like landslides, which we've never had before.
Seasons have changed.
The changing weather has inspired musicians from 11 different African nations, from Tanzania to Rwanda, Zimbabwe to South Africa, to join the caravan. They're all concerned that the unusual weather is having a huge impact on people, especially farmers.
Poverty is on the rise because people who'd expect to harvest in the rainy season, now it's the dry season, so there's a lot of drought. People can't predict the weather anymore, so it's causing quite a bit of crisis here for sure. Climate change is such a boring subject, and it's not easy to get the youth involved and get them, you know, fired up. So that's where they use artists to, you know, get on board and use their voices to create awareness and educate people about climate change in Africa.
So when did you last show care? And when did you last lend a hand? Let's plant trees, stop littering the streets, and let all the garbage go into recycle bins. And I like to see a world without global warming. Forget the past mistakes, we're moving forward. No turning back now that we got forewarning. It's up to us, I hope you keep your mind open.
Let's go green.
Oh, the reaction is amazing. Personally, youth that I've appealed to and created awareness to have started youth programs at school. Now they're recycling, they're planting trees. So yeah, it's pretty much been successful using artists and the message to the youth. As much as the Western world is filthy in the sky, we're filthy on the ground. You know, like littering is out of this world. You could walk miles and miles before you see a garbage can. Obviously, we would love to see Western government like America reduce the emissions and China. We also need government to include a climate change program in schools because this is an ever-growing, very serious problem.
More than 25 bands are joining Angela on the tour. One of them is Green Malawi, led by Ben Mankamba.
Oh, a beautiful day. Green mountains, birds in the trees singing sweet, sweet songs. In my home, it is down. You're beautiful,
Africa.
You're wonderful,
Africa.
I love you.
A lot of people in Africa can see something as strange about the weather, but when the Caravan of Hope came through, they were finally able to put a name to it. As climate change negotiators meet in Durban, the artists hope their music will inspire governments to take action. For Living on Earth, I'm Bobby Bascom.
Thank you.
the next Living on Earth, aquaculture looks like an answer to scarce wild fish, but there's a problem.
We've pretty much outfished all of the main commercial fishes in the ocean. So what we're doing now is we're harvesting their food just so we can grow fish in aquaculture settings. So it's not the most sustainable practice.
Harvesting cafeteria leftovers, though, could help. That's next time on Living on Earth. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Eileen Belinsky, Ingrid Lobet, and Helen Palmer, with help from Sarah Calkins, Gabriella Romano, and Sammy Souza. Our interns are Rafaela Benin and Jack Rodolico. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lierstein composed our themes. You can find us anytime at loe.org. And while you're online, check out our sister program, Planet Harmony. Planet Harmony welcomes all and pays special attention to stories affecting communities of color. Log on and join the discussion at myplanetharmony.com. And we tweet on Twitter at Living on Earth. That's one word. I'm Steve Curwood. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science. And Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield invites you to just eat organic for a day. Details at justeatorganic.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Go Forward Fund, and Pax World Mutual and Exchange-Traded Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.